Welcome back to That Darn Podcast. In this episode, it's a very special episode. Instead of trying to book one of the cast of That Darn Cat and my assistant fucking this up again, we have a very special episode. We have a professional thief in the studio with us, Gerald McBurgerstein.
Yes.
Host of his own That Darn Cat recap podcast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That Darn Cat.
Yeah.
That Darn Cat Cast.
That Darn Cat Cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, yes. I don't appreciate that. But yeah, you know, I love you and appreciate you. Okay.
Well,
and
I don't feel that way about you at all.
You know, I mean, it's there's room for both of us, you know? Like this,
there's
that
not.
Darn Cat, the lore is so big and beautiful.
Okay, well,
and
that we agree on. It's a classic of American cinema.
Yeah, it's classic. You know, and all, you know, podcasting is just about investigation, and it's about community. And I'm here. This is my olive branch to you.
Your olive branch to me.
Yeah.
Why do I need an olive branch?
Look, I know you're jealous of my podcast.
I'm not jealous. I'm jealous of your shitty podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
I'm writing something. This is an ambush. That's what I'm called here. I'm sliding something across the table here. Here we go. This is why I called you here.
You're going to cease and desist me.
I'm going to cease and desist you. You've been consider yourself ceased and desisted.
You can't cease and desist the That Darn Cat Cast.
I just did. So cease production. Turn over the podcast to me.
You think my podcast has 10 million monthly listeners.
Yeah.
And you think you're gonna take my podcast down. But you know, look, I'm not here. Look, I understand you're upset, okay? I understand. That's why I'm here to talk to you, all right?
You've only been going for 3 episodes now. This is episode 5, my friend. Mm. We were here first.
Well, my episodes are longer and more in-depth, so you could argue that it's like, I think I have more hours of content.
We have yet to actually discuss the movie so far in my podcast.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it does need a lot of context.
Yeah, and it needs a guest who's seen the movie before. That's
Yeah. You know, I got the director.
How did you get that? How did you do that? Yeah.
You know, when you got a big podcast, you know, people listen. When you got an agent, when you got, when you're dating Selena Gomez.
You're dating Selena Gomez?
I'm dating Selena Gomez, yeah.
This is as a result of the podcast?
Yes, yeah. She really loved the podcast, and, you know, we got to talk in. And yeah, you know, and that's what it was really, yeah, you know, her connections help. And and then you get the director of that cat cast, That Darn Cat movie.
You don't even know the name of this movie.
It's a tongue twister. It's
you're
cute.
A fake
it's hard
fan.
To say sometimes.
Fake fan.
How dare you? How dare you call me a fake fan? I have the greatest cat podcast in the world. That Darn Cat Podcast.
You have the second greatest That Darn Cat Podcast. We had the first one. This is the first one. As soon as we get someone on here who's seen the movie, this is gonna skyrocket in popularity. You stole my idea.
What is art except, you know, they say good artists borrow, great artists steal.
Who and says
so,
that?
They do.
Thieves.
No, that
thieves,
is, that
like
is
you.
The expression, okay? Look, it doesn't matter, all right? I knew I could do this podcast bit better and I am. And we're too big for you to take me down at this point.
Okay, well, yeah. I ceased and desisted you. I don't see how you can keep going at this point.
Mm, the lawyers I can afford will simply just keep that in litigation for years.
Well, I've got plenty of lawyers of my own.
Yeah?
Yeah. My mom is a Rockefeller. I am independently wealthy.
Okay, well, you know, you're not dating Selena Gomez, so we'll see.
I'm not dating Selena Gomez. She has not responded to my letters, and I'm realizing now that it's because she clearly has confused us. I think that's what's happening.
Mm.
I think you've stolen her from me.
Everything I have, you think I stole from?
Yes.
You. That doesn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Where'd you get that watch?
This watch?
That's
this
watch.
Is what? This,
that's
this,
my watch.
This is not your watch.
I left the room to go to the bathroom. You didn't have a watch. That's my grandfather's watch.
Well, it looks so. It looks great on me, doesn't it?
It does look beautiful on you.
It matches my skin tone.
It does look better on you than it does me, but it is my watch, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, you weren't wearing it. It was just on the table collecting dust.
Yeah,
this is what I do because I'm a professional artist. Is that I take things that aren't being appreciated and I make them appreciated and I make them into something great. All right, it's called being a producer.
That's what being a producer is.
You know.
Okay.
When I do my podcast, we're in a beautiful studio with like moss art on the walls and stuff. And then now what is this? We're just in your messy apartment.
Yeah. Yeah, this is how real podcasting is done.
Really? Can't afford studio time?
No. Well, I mean, I could. I am independently wealthy.
Mm, yeah.
That's
so,
a real fact
exactly.
About me.
You don't want to put the investment in, all right? You don't believe in yourself. That's what I'm here to talk about.
I'm on.
Because I love you and appreciate you, and you don't, despite our bickering, all right?
I don't accept that love. I don't want that love. I want you to give me your podcast. That's if you love me, give me your podcast.
No, that's not what a good that's not what a good father to son would do. I want you to wait.
You think you're my father?
In a sense, I feel like you look up to me and you hate me because you resent.
I hate you because you're an asshole. Yeah. I hate you because you've stolen my idea. Mm. This was going to be my ticket to fame. You're the reason nobody's listening to my podcast. You're the reason I'm not dating Selena Gomez.
You just step up to the challenge.
What challenge?
The challenge.
What are you talking about?
Of having a better That Darn Cat podcast than I do. That's the challenge, all right?
Here's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm starting a new podcast.
Yeah.
This is going to be the podcast where I'm doing your autobiography. I'm telling your life story now.
My life story.
Yeah. I'm going to tell it.
Yeah.
I'm going to recap your life.
Yeah.
Episode one. You were born out of your mother's asshole, and it's
bringing my mother into this.
Yeah,
my mother and her asshole
and her asshole. This. Yeah,
wow, that would be I. You know, I but
episode two, you first grade, you molested a priest.
This is highly you know I'm deeply Catholic. How dare you?
Yeah. Well,
it's okay. You know, God says
ambush. No. Ambush. Why did
God does not say ambush? That is not what God says. And this is
I'm
again why
you.
The Christian themes in my podcast are a big reason why people listen. Okay, and maybe that's something you should think about.
Okay, well, maybe you can give me some tips here for why my podcast nobody's listening.
First is accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your soul.
Done.
Okay.
I'm Christian now.
All right, great. Now your podcast will be better.
Okay.
All right. We talk about the Christian themes and how the cat represents the sacrament that Jesus delivered onto us.
Yeah, I believe in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. And he's dead. He came back. He's now in heaven but not dead. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He's pretty good.
Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Easter.
Easter, yep.
Christmas.
Love Easter. Christmas.
Saints.
Right. Saints.
Little crackers.
Mm-hmm.
The whole bit. That's the podcast. Is this doing it? Is this a good podcast now?
I'm really glad that I've educated you and taught you the ways of the Lord today. I think we're getting somewhere. I think we're finally making progress.
Yeah. And
the hate can dissolve in your heart.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know that I'm giving up the hate. The hate is kind of my whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did
That's it. Hate is your whole thing, is it?
Hate is my whole thing.
Mm. I thought That Darn Cat was about love. I thought we could.
No,
we
it's
could
not. That's that. Not. That's not what it's about
it's
at
what
all.
It's about to me. It's what That Darn Cat's about to me.
I'm not convinced you've ever seen this movie. This is.
How dare you? How dare you say that?
Okay.
That I've never seen That Darn Cat.
Okay.
That Darn Cat. I can recite That Darn Cat from memory.
Let's do a scene together.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna play. Let me pull this up here. I'm gonna play Agent Zeke Kelso.
Mm-hmm.
And how about you play Mr. Flint?
Mr. Flint, of course.
Okay.
Who could forget Mr. Flint?
Do you have a particular scene you want to do?
I would love to do just a scene where like we really feel like how the cat is symbolism for the crucifixion of Christ.
Okay, but how about like something that like people know, like I know what you're talking about when you name a scene. How about the scene where the cat has come back with the watch, and they say we need to track where the cat is going. You're the father, of course. Mm-hmm. You don't believe that the cat actually, this watch is connected to the kidnapping. Mm-hmm. And I'm my father's the 24-hour man. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to establish myself as a police officer.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right. We'll take it from the top of that scene.
Take it from the top. All right. Where are you going with that watch, honey boy?
Honey boy? Don't call me honey boy, Mr. Mm-hmm. Flint. My name is Agent Zeke Kelso.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agent of what exactly?
Agent of the FBI.
Well, well, well. All right. Well, you know, this watch isn't going to find itself. And as God is my witness, we will save this child and this cat will be home safe.
Okay. Well, the cat is here. This is Mr. Flint.
Oh, yes, of course, that scene. Yeah, yes, of course, yes, yes.
Are we out of the scene now, or is this still part of the scene?
I'm telling you about the scene, all right, yeah. Yes, this scene that we're living in right now, okay? Yes, this cat, we will find the child and bring him back, and then we will go to church.
And then pray. We will go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I'm Jewish. This is deeply offensive to me.
Mm-hmm.
That you're trying to push your religion on me, Mr. Flint.
Yep. Well, Judaism is a lie and Christianity is real.
Okay. Well, fair enough. You've converted me. And scene.
Ah, I love that scene.
That was the scene where they're in the acting class together. If I don't know if that was clear to the... why they're talking about the scene.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, they were in acting class. The acting class, like, really was their own life sort of bled into the
It was a confusingly sort of written scene.
Yeah. They started talking about their actual life. Which, yes. You know, so that can happen when you are a performer, as we are.
Yes.
As podcasters.
So when did you were raised a devout Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is Roman Catholic. Roman Catholic. Okay, mm-hmm. This was part of my confusion. Is I had heard that you'd been raised Amish, and that's why I was skeptical that you'd actually seen the movie. The rumor I heard is that you'd never saw a film until like a couple months ago.
Yeah, that's kind of a lie I put out there to just sort of like get people off my trail.
Off your trail? Mm-hmm. What trail? Who's like, this guy's Amish, let's not go after him?
I want people to not expect too much from me, you know. Uh-huh. I want them to be surprised, and then they don't know, and then I swoop in. Yeah. So I've seen you know, the idea that I grew up without things, like, nobody, you didn't expect me, you thought I was Amish. How did you didn't even think I saw that darn cat, and I swoop in. And then boom,
you did,
best podcast
you did
in the world.
You did. Well, I don't know about that, because this podcast is pretty great.
Yeah, okay,
it's going to be great once
the numbers
get,
really don't
look,
speak
the,
to that.
The number, people are not listening to this podcast. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
People do not like it, but people are wrong. This is going, it's going to be a good podcast eventually. Once we get people on the show who are not pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Once we get one decent guest,
that's,
can you put me in touch with Selena Gomez?
Mm-hmm. She doesn't really, you know, she doesn't want to talk to fans, really. You know, she's a very private person.
Okay, I'm not a fan of hers. How about that? Is that helpful?
I'm an antagonist. So you're an antagonist.
I'm an antagonist of Selena Gomez. Would that make her more receptive?
It's a little bit more interesting for her. You know, she does appreciate confrontation. She thinks it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
fight all the time, but it's just,
I've got a list
of our relationship.
This is why she and I would be great together. Mm-hmm. I have a whole list prepared if I ever meet her of the things I want to yell about.
Look, I don't know. She's a very busy person. I don't know.
You know, I don't even want it. She was not in That Dark Cat. Why is she, I don't want her on the podcast.
Fine, you know.
I don't need her. I need someone with the actual connection to this film.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. You know, you should try the. You know, we got Randall Strauss, the animator,
sure,
the head animator
for the title sequence, because it was a live action film. Of course.
Yeah. For that beautiful title sequence.
It was a beautifully shot title sequence.
Yeah, yeah. And so we got him. He had so much insights into the world, into that time period. You know, that podcast,
that time period, so many the modern day 1997.
It was a different time.
Yeah,
that was over 20, well over 20 years ago now.
27 years ago.
27 years ago.
Is that right? Yes, that's right. Different time. Different time. Yeah, it was 2.5 decades almost.
Yeah, wow.
Insightful.
Yeah, it was different. You know, it was a whole different world that darn cat lived in. And it's great to talk to the people from that movie, and it's like really unearthing a time capsule, and we learn who we are as a people.
Walk me through that. You grew up Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Catholics, I don't think of podcasting. I don't think of Catholicism. How do you make the leap from being a little Catholic boy to being an adult podcaster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know. Who was Jesus but a leader and a thought-provoking
a podcaster.
Person? Really, if you think about it,
he was sort of the Joe Rogan of his day.
He really was, you know. He was a thought leader, and he spoke the truth, and people listened. All right, who was he when he was out, you know, speaking to the people and talking about what God's word is? He was just like a content creator, just putting his stuff out into the world, gaining followers, and
just talking about UFC and doing DMT.
Exactly. Yeah. Except this was about doing just doing some wine that was previously water and doing onto others the way they would do onto you, is
telling
Jesus
everyone
would say.
To take ivermectin and not get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
That was Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Our Lord. I'm Christian now. I've converted.
Yeah. Good.
We're recording this on a Sunday. That's okay, right?
That's okay. I go to church. Like, I have my own church inside my mansion, and so I really.
You have a mansion too?
I have a mansion. Yes, of course.
Jesus Christ, you fucking asshole!
Yeah, and you know, I love you, my son. It's okay. So I do my own sort of church service praying.
I don't like this father-son thing that you've created. Whereas you're not my father.
Mm. In metaphorically, I feel like I'm like a hierarchically.
Hierarchically,
that's our relationship.
Are you a priest?
You know, I'm like, I wouldn't. I don't have like a I don't belong. I don't lead a church. I don't have a congregation. But I do feel like I'm a leader in my heart, and so yes, I am a priest.
You're not a priest in any real way, but just the way that you've like imagined it.
I identify as a priest.
You identify as a priest.
I identify as a priest of that darn cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as far as I'm aware, priests aren't allowed to date. So give me Selena Gomez.
No, I'm not. I'm a different kind of priest, you know.
You're a different kind of priest.
I'm a different kind of priest. Yeah.
You're one of the priests that has premarital sex. I guess we didn't. Are you having sex with Selena Gomez?
Oh, yes, all the time.
Okay.
Yes, this morning, last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
every morning and night. Not during the day. We're very busy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm so fucking angry at you right now. I'm so fucking angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I take your anger and I turn it into peace and give love back.
I'm getting angrier by the second. Is this religion I've adopted? How does this? Is this going to help me with my anger?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what do I do? I put this on Christ when I get angry.
Yep. Just
I say, Christ.
Yeah.
Have my anger.
Mm. If in prayer every day, you just ask God to take away your anger, and you just put it on the shoulders of the Lord, and then he'll take it from you, and then, you know, once you get actually a couple listeners and, you know, a few million dollars later, you'll feel way better.
if I could get a couple listeners, that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. If we can bump this up to like 5 listeners a week, that would be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like 5 really good listeners, that would be, you know, it helps. I remember, you know, the first day we got 5 listeners, and then the next hour we had 100, and it just exponentially like escalated from there. So like it was only a very short amount of time that we had.
I don't understand what you're doing that I'm not doing. I get the guest on. Mm-hmm. I talk to them for 45 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody seems to like it.
They haven't been. You've been telling me how shitty they.
Yeah, they're all assholes. I hate them. They're not
had the shittiest guests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're bad
and
guests.
All my guests, I love and see them as a child of God, and I love them, and that permeates throughout.
Well, that's easy to do when you're a good guest. I don't have good guests. Mm. We can't all get good guests.
Yeah.
If I had good guests, I would love them too.
Mm. Well, when I was just starting out, you know, the only person I could get, I could only get cameraman number one.
Yeah.
Can't even remember his name.
You've had three episodes so far. Mm-hmm. You had cameraman number one.
Cameraman number
you
one.
You had the director of the...
Director and the animator of the title sequence.
Yeah. Those were on the same episode, or those were two different episodes?
Those are two different episodes, yeah.
And people like these guests.
Oh, they love them because of because I really listen, and I'm present with them, and I ask them good questions, you know?
Okay. And that's the secret. You got to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You got to listen. You can't just scream at your guests
and
get angry, call them names. Listen. Say something to me. I'm going to listen to it. Anything. Say just anything right now. I'm listening to you as you just say it.
Okay, you're gonna listen?
I'm going to listen. Just say something. I'm going to listen. Ears wide open. Listen to this.
That darn cat.
It seems like you just keep...
I've been trying to talk.
Well, you're not talking now. I can't listen if you're not saying
anything. You know, this is it. You just want to listen to yourself. That's the issue.
Yeah, that's why I have a podcast. I'm the host.
Yeah, you're the host, and you have a guest on right now. You have me. And so
the guests come and go. I'm here every week. That's why people tune in for me. They don't tune in for the guests.
You know, with my podcast, I like to think of myself as a channel for the guest to express themselves. Mm-hmm. And I have no ego. I put my ego down, and I just let that darn cat and the Lord channel through me, and the guest. They open up to me. They tell me about their marriages and their challenges in life and how.
What are your challenges?
Well, you know, I mean, like
just not fucking all the priests you see, just not molesting every fucking one of them. That's your challenge.
My challenge is that there's only so much I can do. I feel I want to bring peace to the world, and it's so hard. That's my challenge.
You make me so fucking angry. Every time I look, I just want to smack that smug face of yours.
And I just want to hold you and hug you and tell you everything's going to be okay.
Did you get bullied a lot? I feel like you were, you would have been very bullyable. I feel like I can just see myself just grabbing those glasses off your face and just snapping them in half. I would love to do that right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you know, I was.
I want to. I'm having to restrain my. I'm mostly just not doing it, just because we need to kill like another 20 minutes, and I can't.
That would be kind of a line for me. Are you gonna check that? You got your phone on during the podcast? How unprofessional.
Yeah, I don't know. I got people who are more interesting texting me.
Mm. Oh yeah, like who?
My dentist.
Okay, I mean.
More interesting than you.
Dental hygiene is important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Yes, I was bullied.
Spam?
Yeah, spam. You got spam?
Yeah.
To answer your question, I was bullied as a kid.
I don't care.
Yeah. And you don't care?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah? This is the issue. You know, when I talked to cameraman number one, we talked about how his parents got a divorce, and it led to him living just depressed for many years, and how camera work really saved his life. And that's what we talked about. He cried during that podcast. That was our first podcast. Went viral. And then, and then I was a millionaire next month.
It just sounds so fucking boring. I just don't care about the cameraman's parents, about him getting divorced. I can't. Okay, well, I'm going to play your game here.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents, divorced or not divorced?
Yeah. I was raised by a single mother.
Oh my God, this is so boring.
I never knew my father. He left before I was born.
Who cares?
And I was raised my single mom in a suburb of Chicago, and we were very poor. We could only eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every night. And we only had one movie, only had one VHS tape. Guess what that was?
I don't know. Backdoor Sluts 9. Just watching porno with your mommy.
It was obviously That Darn Cat. And that movie saved my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what my podcast is about.
You're in like a burning building. This VHS tape just swooped in, saved you.
It felt like that.
Yeah.
It felt like that. You know, because my life was sad and chaotic. And we moved around. We went from Chicago to Arizona to we lived in like Germany for a year. My mom was very spontaneous and just like just moving all around different places. And eventually we settled back in New York. And the only constant I ever had was That Darn Cat, that beautiful film.
Why was your mom moving around so much? What was she running from?
Was she
a criminal?
She was not a criminal.
Was she a murderer?
She, no.
I guess it's a subcategory of criminal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. My mother was a very complicated person.
She's dead now.
She is dead now. She died.
Did you murder her?
No.
That would be a great twist. A great scoop on this podcast. We could really get some listeners if you would confess to having murdered your mom.
This is what you're thinking of. You're thinking of just violent things that'll just make your podcast more interesting instead of just embracing love.
I'm thinking about anything that's going to make this listenable instead of your boring-ass life.
Maybe someone will hear this and they'll be like, wow, I'm inspired to change my life. And it's all thanks to That Darn Cat. And just
be inspired by just you being like, oh, I moved a lot as a kid. I was in.
It's a real story, all right. What's your story, huh? What was your childhood like? Were your parents together?
Yes, they're together. They loved each other very much.
That's nice.
We lived in a mansion. Mm-hmm. I'd helicopter to private school every day.
Oh wow!
Pretty normal childhood.
Yeah, that's true. You're not just making crap up because you're scared to be vulnerable and talk about your real life.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I
was a ninja.
Oh.
Growing up.
Mm.
Grew up in the moon.
You were a ninja. Grew up on the moon. You were a ninja on the moon.
Yeah.
You were a moon ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moon,
you were.
Moon ninja.
Imagine the amount of backflips you can do on the moon. I'm sure it was amazing.
A lot of them.
You have quite the imagination. Maybe you should make your own movie.
People would love it if I made a movie.
Well, do it. I'll support you.
That fucking cat. That's what my movie's going to be
called.
That fucking cat.
About the moon ninjas.
That fucking goddamn cat.
You know?
Goddamn fucking piece of shit cat.
I'm not much for profanity, but I think you could maybe find an audience for that.
Okay. Well, do you think Selena would star in this movie?
I think if the script is good, I think you got a chance. I'll help you out. I'll get it in her hands.
I can't promise it's going to be a good script.
Well, then I can't promise that Selena will want to be involved. She's an artist, you know. She's not going to just put her name on anything.
Okay. Well, I've seen some of her work, so I don't know that I would agree with that.
Well, she's fantastic in Only Murders in the Building. She's incredible. And Steve Martin and Martin Short are lovely. They are so fun. We've had them over. We've had drinks. We've had just a fun game night. We played charades. It was such a great time.
How many murders can there be in this building?
At
what point, at what season do they expand to like maybe murders in the neighborhood?
Well, now we're in the fourth season and it's getting a little bit too complicated, as what happens with series or like trying to find different things to do. But it's like, yes, there's still the murders are happening inside the building, but they're leaving. They were in LA for a little bit this season and they have a lot of guest stars. It's getting a little bit convoluted, but it's the fourth season. It was three really good seasons and now it's kind of. Eh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go back to Moon Ninjas.
Yeah, yeah.
Help me make this good. Let's brainstorm. Yeah. Let's plot out this movie.
Moon Ninjas. All right.
All right. So I'm thinking it starts out. I'm a ninja on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves me. We open up with a shot of me just having sex with Selena Gomez.
Okay. I mean that's a daring opening.
Yeah.
That is a strong opening.
And then it continues
mm-hmm.
with me having sex with Selena Gomez.
Okay.
And then I come, mm-hmm. and then the movie's over.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
that's my pitch.
Yeah, really? That's your pick?
Do you think she'd be interested in this?
She would not be interested in that, no.
Well, I think mm-hmm. we could.
And that's very insulting. She's not a pornographic actress.
We don't have to show everything. She'd be. We could.
This is your movie. You just want to fuck my girlfriend. That's your movie. Fucking my girlfriend.
I want to fuck her and also get famous from it. There's more to it than just fucking her.
Mm. Mm.
I want to be the Kim Kardashian of this.
Yeah, you want to sex tape the leak?
Yeah.
Of you and my girlfriend, that's what you want?
I don't know what counts as leaking. I want to be mm-hmm. theatrically released. That's my goal. Mm.
Okay. Well, you know, I just think you're trying again to make me angry. And as a devout Roman Catholic, I never get angry. So
I'm going to tell your priest mm-hmm. that you've been...
I'm my own priest.
You're your own priest.
I'm my own priest. That's how I have my own church. That's how it all works. Okay. And that's why I'm able to fuck Selena Gomez, because I make my own rules.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was going to say, I was going to mm-hmm. report this to your priest.
Mm-hmm. Nope. I report to nobody except God, and he's cool with it.
I'm going to report to the Pope.
The Pope?
He's above God.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, me
he's
and,
God's
me
boss.
And Pope, we're pals. He gets it.
He
loves the podcast. He listens every week. The Pope listens to that darn CatCast, the greatest podcast in the world.
I'm gonna reach out to him. We're gonna start a podcast together.
Oh, okay.
Just trashing you, Popecast.
Mm-hmm.
Pope. I started at the top, and then I just kept going down.
Yeah.
I went too far.
Popecast. Well, that'll get more listeners, I'm sure.
If he listens, that's already more listeners than we have right now. We're sitting at a cool zero.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So we can, there's really only, it can only go up from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, there's the future is bright if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart.
I did already. I did that like 10 minutes.
Did you really? Did you though?
I did.
Mm.
And this podcast still sucks. It's still been awful. Mm. The entire episode has been terrible. This has been garbage.
Mm. You're not
the Lord didn't help at all.
You're not believing hard enough.
I'm believing as hard as I can right now.
Mm. Okay. Well.
Ooh, Jesus is real. Ooh, he's so real. Mm-hmm. I believe in him.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
Christmas.
Yeah.
What else do I need to do?
Hmm. You know, it's I ask myself that every day. What else do I need to do to help the others around me and to make this world a better place? And the work is never over. That's what I'll
say. I don't want to make the world a better place. I just want to accept Jesus until my podcast gets popular.
So it's, yeah. You know, Jesus doesn't respond to a purely transactional relationship.
Okay. Well, What does he respond to?
He responds to a really good podcast. That's what he responds to. He listens every week. I know he does.
I can't get him that. If I could get him that, I wouldn't need him. I need him to get the good podcast. I need the good guest from Jesus. Then I'll be popular and I don't need him anymore. I can just forget about him. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Who would be your dream guest?
Jesus.
To have Jesus Christ
on your
podcast?
If I could get Jesus on the podcast, that would be amazing. That would be so many people would listen to this.
Yeah, that would be. That would be incredible. I've asked him myself, but he's very, very busy.
You're in touch with Jesus Christ?
You know, I pray to him. When I pray to him, I say, can you please be a guest on my podcast?
That's not the same thing.
And he says, well, I'm in heaven, and I don't just come down for podcasts and shit like that.
I don't believe you've talked to Jesus.
Mm. Well, that doesn't matter, because I know I do.
Yeah, well, I know you're a fucking liar.
Mm.
I don't know what to do with you. How do I make you interesting? How, if you had you as a guest on your podcast, how would you make this listenable?
I would maybe talk about that darn cat, like
I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about getting you to stop doing your podcast and giving me your listeners.
Mm.
How do I make that happen?
Well, my listeners don't want to listen to just an angry man.
Okay, well, that's not, we can't fix that part. That's
we can't
done.
We can't fix that part.
Okay,
no?
How do we fix that part then? Walk me through this.
Okay. Well,
you've got my podcast now. What do you do? How do you fix this and make it so anyone wants to listen to it?
Well, okay. First we start with a prayer.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus, for the brilliant film That Darn Cat, as I say.
Thank you, Jesus, for the brilliant film That Darn Cat.
Mm-hmm. And then I introduce my guest, and we talk about where they grew up, what sort of like traumatic experiences they had in childhood.
This is Gerald McBurgerstein. He grew up outside Chicago. He molested a priest when he was 8.
Molested a priest. That is not true. But I do have some abandonment issues with about because my father left us.
His father left him. His mom was a murderer. She's on the run from the law for most of his childhood.
My mother was simply trying to. She was marrying different men, trying to find
another
father for me.
His mother was a prostitute.
She's not a prostitute.
World
she
famous.
She was trying to fill the
prostitute.
Void in her heart that we all have. Okay,
trying to just bang out her troubles, just getting fucking railed from city to city. She'd bang all the men in Chicago. Say time to move to Arizona. Now all the men in the U.S. have sucked all their dicks. Time to move on to Germany.
Is this what you do with every guest?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
This is not what you do?
No, it's not. I do nothing but compliment my guests and tell them. I was like, wow, you have such. I love the outfit you have on. Your hair. Oh, what beautiful eyes you have. Oh.
What would you do if you had a guest and you hated everything about them?
Well, you know, when we had the animator of the title sequence, he was godless.
Uh-huh.
He was just a very much like distant person, and he would not respond to when I would say, "Oh wow, what striking eyes you have," and he would just say, "What are you gay?" And I would have to cut that out, and that was hard. But it's like I still knew that there was a human being and there was a human soul inside of there, and I simply tried to get out some truth from him, and we got there. We talked about he inside him was a person who loves animation and somebody who a creative person, an artist, and somewhere along the way. His life went bad, and I have nothing but empathy for him.
Okay, I'm not following this. But let's maybe if I add a example, let's reset. Let's pretend you're hosting now. You're interviewing me.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. I'll see how you do this.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for that darn cat. Oh yeah, all right. We have here the host of what's this. Fucking thing called
That Darn Podcast.
That Darn Podcast
with Danny Rathbun.
Of That Darn Podcast with Danny Rathbun here. All right, and he's come on. So Danny, where were you when you first saw That Darn Cat?
I don't remember.
Really? That's a problem.
I don't know. I was
in my living room watching, putting it on while my mom and my then stepdad were fighting in the other room. And
she was murdering him.
She was not murdering him.
She was having sex with him for money.
No, and this is my podcast now.
Sorry.
And so let me just say,
I'm
that
sorry. I didn't realize
you,
I wasn't allowed to speak
you.
On your podcast.
You're allowed to speak. I am simply saying that Darn Cat is a beautiful film that brings up a lot of emotions, and in you it seems to bring up anger, and I think that's interesting. I think were you in an angry place in your life when you saw that darn cat?
I don't know. I don't think there was anything angry. I remember it was my parents told me they were going to get divorced. Then they took me to the theater, and then my dad showed me this movie, and came home, and my dog was dead. I don't know. I don't know if there's any anger surrounding. It's just a pretty normal situation, I think.
Wow, you know? I relate to that story, and my heart really... I have so much empathy for that, because it sounds like That Darn Cat saved you, like it saved me from the turmoil in your life.
From the turmoil.
That's how I say it.
From
the turmoil in your life. That's how we talk in the suburb of Chicago, which is clearly the accent that I've had this whole time.
Yeah, Chicago slash Arizona slash Germany slash New York.
Yeah, that's how we talk.
It's a mix of accents.
Like yeah, it's a whole mix.
I guess so. I don't know. It was a movie mm-hmm. I'd watch. Seemed like everyone was watching it. Seems like it was a good movie. Yep. I remember watching. I remember sitting there in the theater and I thought, you know, someday podcasts are going to be a thing and I can recap this and get real famous.
Wow, you really saw it. You really saw the future. You had vision.
I said, this is my ticket. Mm-hmm. I'm going to coast off the fame of this movie. Mm. And it has not worked out so far.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I don't think you've gone deep enough. I think that's why.
I don't know if there's anything below that.
Really?
There's more below that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've only been the surface level. That's why you got, the last person you got was what? The PA for That Darn Cat? What do they got?
We had a Christina Ricci impersonator.
Christina Ricci impersonator.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She's a semi-professional. It was her first time impersonating Christina Ricci, and I didn't pay her, so I don't know if that's... what mm-hmm. you call that in terms of semi-professional.
You see, that is not even the actual Christina Ricci. You got the surface level person just doing some sort of impression of Christina Ricci. That's not, you got to get to the heart of it.
I didn't want to get this person. I was angry she came on. I thought we were getting the real Christina Ricci.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I yelled at her for 45 minutes about the fact that she impersonated, she tricked us. Mm. If I could have gotten Christina Ricci, I would have gotten her. I couldn't get her. I don't know how to email her.
Well, we have Christina Ricci on episode 4. That's coming up, right? That could be coming up next week.
Do you think you could put me in touch with her?
I mean, no promises, but I love you and God loves you and I help those who are in need.
Okay, well, I don't like you saying that you love me. This is weird. I don't want you to do this because we're not friends. I don't like you. I just want you to give me Christina Ricci's contact information and to tell her how I'm great and she should come on this podcast and it would be a lot of fun for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we'll see, but I don't think she'll respond to your anger.
Why not?
And your purely transactional relationships. This isn't how you make friendships, okay?
I don't want to make friends. This is not the friend cast. This is about podcasting. This is about getting famous. This is about making huge sums of money that I don't need because I am independently wealthy, and that is true.
Yeah, but you want to make it on your own. I get it.
Yeah,
you want something for yourself, okay?
Yeah.
And yeah, and so, and I do, you know, being rich and famous like I am and dating Selena Gomez.
That's
and
my
celebrities,
main, that's my arc it, over the course of this is to fuck Selena Gomez. I'm going to move at the beginning of this. I'm not fucking Selena Gomez. And by the end, I'm fucking her on the moon in a movie. That's the arc I'm going on. That's my story.
I think you need to find your own Selena Gomez.
I think I found her. Her name is Selena Gomez.
I think like because I am like your father. You want to be me, but you don't want to admit it.
Okay,
and
well,
you just
want
to steal Selena Gomez from me, and but you can find your own. You know, what about someone else, Miranda Cosgrove?
Yeah,
someone else from the Disney Channel.
Yeah. I'm really, it's not even about Selena Gomez. It's about fucking your girlfriend. That's what I get off on.
Yeah. Is this, you say to every guest, you tell every guest you're going to fuck their partner?
No, most of them don't have partners. There's a lot of very unlikable people who've been on this show.
Yeah.
Very unattractive. You're the most handsome man who's come on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, God bless me.
Gerald McBurgerstein, do you have anything you want to plug before we wrap this up?
That Darn Cat Cast. Christina Ricci is on next week, and we really
don't listen to that. That's don't any to, no one listen to it.
To how growing up She really just loved like miniatures and dollhouses, and how that is really reflects her like view of the whole universe and how that goes into her acting process.
I'm going to give a reverse plug. I'm going to say, don't listen to that shitty podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, listen to, if you already listened to our interview with Christina Beanzi, the Christina Ricci impersonator, let's do it again instead of listening to your podcast.
The podcast, the episode that you said is terrible, and you just yelled at them the whole time.
Yeah, it's not a good episode, but it's better than yours.
That's
probably not true.
Possibly false. Yeah.
That's unlikely. Mm-hmm. But it's you don't support this guy, is what I'm saying. Don't listen to him. If you see him on the street, spit on him. That's my advice to anyone who's listening to this. And God is dead. He's not made this podcast better at all. I've been a devout Catholic for almost half an hour now, and I'm seeing no improvement.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful world we live in, and God loves you. That's all I have to say.
I got another podcast, podcast. If you like Batman, we're talking about every Batman movie. And I got my special, Only Dan's, coming out on YouTube sometime soon. I don't know exactly when. I'll probably put a link to that in the show notes about exactly when. You can check me out on Instagram at Danny Rathbun Official, DannyRathbun Official. Gerald McBurgerstein, this is the end. Didn't your friend have a comedy show?
My good friend. He's really great. He helps me out on the podcast. Danny Shaw, follow him. He's a great comedian at Mr. Dr. D. Shaw, and he's doing a fun Halloween show at QED on October 30th, where the comics will be in costume. It'll be a very, very fun time.
Okay, so go to that, and don't listen to That Darn Podcast. I think that's the consensus we've come to.
That Darn Catcast.
That Darn Catcast.
That's your podcast. That Darn Podcast. Isn't it?
Listen to my podcast, whatever this podcast is called. Mm. Don't listen to the incredibly similarly named. I'm getting my lawyers after you. Mm. So you probably won't even have the option to listen to his podcast. It's going to be shut down by the time you're hearing this, probably.
Hey, we'll see.
Bye.